This holiday season, don't miss out on your chance to stock up on your favorite supplements during the Black Friday Cyber Monday sale at my FullScript online supplement dispensary. November 29th through December 3rd, 5 days only, get 10% off and free shipping on my entire inventory of top supplements at drhoffmanstore.com. You stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. The very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. It's the safest and most convenient way to purchase my curated supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast, free shipping and optional refill reminders via text or email. It's safe, secure, and includes world-class customer service. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for 10% off and free shipping for 5 days only from November 29th through December 3rd. That's drhoffmanstore.com. Are you ready to unlock a secret to youthful vitality? Meet MitoPure, the revolutionary Urolithin A supplement from Timeline Nutrition. MitoPure ignites your body's natural anti-aging pathway, mitophagy. As we age, our cells can become damaged and dysfunctional. But with MitoPure, you can recycle these worn-out cells. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of robust scientific research. Boost your cellular energy, enhance muscle strength and endurance, and even fight skin aging, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. I discovered MitoPure a couple of years ago after diving into the science of Urolithin A. Since then, it's become a vital part of my wellness routine. For more information and to order, visit timeline.com/Hoffman. Use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 10% off MitoPure. Whether you're looking to support muscle health, enhance your skin routine, or invest in your long-term vitality, MitoPure is your scientifically backed ally in the quest for slowing down the aging process. That's timeline.com/Hoffman for MitoPure. Welcome to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. And today we're going to talk to one of our go-to experts on the subject of, well, actually he's a point-shoot expert on a wide variety of subjects. Joining us today is Jim LaValle. Jim is my good friend and colleague, a clinical pharmacist, author, board-certified clinical nutritionist, heart health expert, and Jim is here to tell us about a new study on one of our favorite nutrients, chiolic aged garlic extract. Now, we know chiolic aged garlic extract is the kind of thing that you want to take to support your immune system. We've talked extensively about that. It's also a cardiovascular nutrient par excellence. We want that in our repertoire of cardioprotective nutrients. Today, we're going to talk about a new study that supports its use in a new setting, a setting that is near and dear to me because I am an aging amateur athlete trying to sustain athletic performance. So, Jim, welcome to Intelligent Medicine. Thanks for coming back and telling us about the new study.
Oh, it's great. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, so this is interesting because, you know, we know that there's some cardiovascular benefits. We've talked about atherosclerosis. We've talked about how there are what are called pleiotropic effects of aged garlic extract because it not only has the effect of staving off atherosclerosis, it tends to reduce inflammation, it increases nitric oxide, it is a vasodilator. It has an impact on lipid profiles. I think it inhibits platelet aggregation. Joe, a lot of cardiovascular benefits. Have I missed any?
Increases adiponectin, decreases inflammatory cytokines.
There you go. So all of those, and perhaps, you know, even has an impact on insulin resistance. So through a variety of pathways, it protects us from cardiovascular disease. So the new study looks at the impact of aged garlic extract in middle-aged recreational endurance athletes. Hey, I consider myself middle-aged. I don't know, maybe from the standpoint of Medicare and Social Security, maybe I'm not middle-aged, but, you know, I kind of feel like a middle-aged guy. So and I take it. So what benefits does Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract confer upon me in terms of my exercise performance, according to the new study?
Well, you know, it's interesting because, you know, when we talked about the cardiovascular benefits for people that are, you know, maybe early disease or they're trying to prevent heart disease, just think about the attributes that you were talking about: improving blood flow, improving, you know, blood vessel dilation. You know, those are really important for people that exercise. And, you know, the older you get, you know, the more it's hard to get that those muscles perfused. And so in this study, they basically looked at, the hypothesis was, well, if we created improved flexibility of the arteries, it would improve oxygen uptake and improve aerobic fitness. So, you know, 20-year-olds probably don't need this quite as much. But, you know, once you hit 40, a lot of people end up stopping exercising because, you know what, I tried, I'm 42, I haven't trained in 20 years, man, I got sore. And so what they found out was that it actually worked on a bunch of different markers. So, you know, it improved lactate threshold.
Mm-hmm. So define that for our listeners.
So lactate threshold is the time to when you start building up a lot of lactate in your muscle. And so, you know, people hear lactic acid. Lactic acid, as it builds up, your muscle is going to fatigue and you're going to end up being sore as well, because lactate will cause that feeling of soreness. So, you know, that was a biggie. And then it improved recovery and improved kind of what we call resistance to fatigue, that ability to exercise the following day. So pretty impressive that VO2 max was improved, lactic acid threshold was improved, and muscle fatigue was reduced. Study. And so, you know, who doesn't want to have an improvement in those areas if you're going to get out there and exercise, right?
Indeed. And so for VO2 max for our listeners, because, you know, this is a learning experience, you know, some people who are very wonky athletes, you know, they're constantly using methods to measure their VO2 max. They're using challenges and formulas and sometimes apps that measure VO2 max. So I can get a VO2 max, a rough approximation for my Apple Watch. But could you explain the concept of VO2 max, O2? For a lot of people, you'll recognize that that's what we breathe. We seek oxygen to power our energy production. So VO2 max suggestion, like maximum oxygen utilization, something along those lines?
That's exactly what it is. It's basically the maximum volume of oxygen you can uptake, right? So it's how much oxygen can I take up, which kind of important when you're exercising, because our muscles need that oxygen. We don't want to create ischemia or a lack of oxygen in our tissues. And a lot of times that's what happens as you approach middle age and you're working out. The blood flow isn't getting quite as deep into the muscles and the tissues. You're not delivering oxygen to re-nourish the tissues. And instead, you get that lactate buildup, and you got to get on the foam roller and go to the massage therapist more frequently because your muscles are sore. And it also increases, obviously, your capacity to exercise.
Indeed. And, you know, so I think one of the sad facts of mortality is that VO2 max declines inexorably from approximately your 20s to, you know, the point where it becomes vanishingly low as people are in their 80s, 90s, and, you know, centenarians. However, you can train to maintain higher levels of VO2 max, but still there's an inevitable decline. But, you know, I think one of the holy grails of exercisers would be a supplement that actually has an impact on VO2 max. And people take all kinds of different things, and I'm sure that, you know, professional athletes like the athletes you coach, they're always in search of that secret sauce to enhance their VO2 max, to maximize their performance, whether they're hockey players or whether they're endurance athletes, you know, marathoners, or whatever.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, it's been, I know for me, my focus, I mean, right now we're doing something called the Arctic Challenge, where Special Forces individual, a future Hall of Famer in football, I think, Jimmy Graham, and then two U.S. row team members are actually rowing across the Arctic Ocean.
More people
have been on the moon and walked on the moon than have rowed across the Arctic Ocean.
Doing
it for a foundation, which is cool, but I'm working with them.
Uh-huh.
I'm working with them to get them optimized, and VO2 max is one of our big things that we're working to try to increase. Now, these are obviously highly efficient professional athletes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so anything you can give them an extra edge on, mm-hmm, is going to allow them to recover better under such an extreme event, right? Because basically you row for an hour and a half and you go and sleep in your little rowing pod for an hour and a half. So it's going to be quite the challenge. But my point being is, you know, a lot of people end up, you know, getting into their 40s. And I know, just acting as the chief science officer at Lifetime, you know, the issues around people overtraining too quickly,
mm-hmm,
you know, they jump in really hot and hard, and they get sore.
Yeah.
And sometimes you can even get injured. So preparing by improving your peripheral circulation, and this is what we talk about with, you know, aged garlic extract all the time, right? It reduces blood pressure. It makes your blood vessels more pliable. And I know you've seen those pictures of the thermograms where, you know, before and after taking aged garlic extract, you see a big change in the temperature in your extremities,
mm-hmm,
which denotes, of course, that you're getting better blood flow to the extremities.
Mm-hmm.
But to kind of take that model and say, you know what, let's see what happens when healthy people take it that are exercising, and in particularly middle-aged folks, I thought it was just, you know, what a commitment to furthering the science of finding out about what all aged garlic extract can do. Because a lot of people will say, well, I'm healthy, my heart's good, I don't need to take aged garlic extract. Well, do you exercise? Do you want to get the most out of your exercise? You know, and, you know, that's why I continue to say I think it's one of the most important nutrients someone can take in the 21st century. Because, you know, there's two things we know for sure. The better you oxygenate yourself, like you said, as you age, your VO2 max just precipitously drops out. And the other one is maintaining your muscle mass. Muscle is your currency of aging. And so you want to be able to give people that opportunity to work out, recover from the workout, because, you know, recovery is 90% of exercise. You know, you've got to, it's not how long you exercise, it's how good you recover, right? And I think putting these kind of nutrients on board.
It's almost like one reaches a threshold in terms of the, you know, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. In other words, you may have the motivation to exercise or work out, but it's almost like your stomach capacity. You know, you can't cram in more than your capacity. And unfortunately, one's capacity to absorb the impact of exercise and the stress of exercise, it does inexorably decline. You know, and I think that's why people reach their limits. Even if they're highly motivated.
Yeah, and you know, one of the things we talk about is that improvement in nitric oxide. You mentioned that. They didn't measure that in this study, but think of all the beet juice that's being drank, right?
Yep.
You know that impact on nitric oxide, which aged garlic extract has, it does improve nitric oxide, it's been shown, that's having an impact too. And, you know, the same thing, by the time you hit age 40, your nitric oxide levels have went down significantly unless you're boosting them up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's like there's a use case for this. You know, for the younger athletes, they may benefit at the margins, at the extremes of exertion, because they'll be fine. They don't need, you know, a lot of performance enhancers. But at that the 99th percentile of exertion, you know, like that Arctic row, They may need that performance edge. For middle age or an older exerciser, that may occur at more moderate levels of exercise, where they kind of hit the wall, the performance wall, and they are limited by circulatory problems, nitric oxide deficiency, respiratory limitations, etc. Right?
That is exactly the point. You are spot on. I mean, when we hit middle age, and that's the other thing I try to get people to understand is, when you're starting to train and you're in your 40s, you're not, you don't want to go to a trainer who's training you as if you're in your 20s, first of all, because you're not. Mm-hmm. And then also not doing programs that are maybe, you know, beyond your capacity, right? So those things are really important. And, you know, I think that even for a young adult, why not take aged garlic and keep the blood vessels at maximum capacity, doing what they need to do, help your lipid profile? You know, it's heart disease is still our number one killer, so why not be even more preventative through exercise and taking something like aged garlic? I mean, incredibly important. And, you know, it, once again, you get people that, hey, I'm really enthusiastic, I'm going to join a boot camp. And by day three, you can barely get off the chair because you're so sore. That becomes counterproductive and you kind of lose self-esteem. And I might want to add, a lot of people that start working out, many of them are doing it because they're overweight, mm-hmm. right? And people that are overweight almost always have some form of insulin resistance, which means by default, your blood vessels are going to be stiffer. You're not going to get the circulation that you should get. And therefore, it even makes it more important if you're, hey, I'm interested in doing a 5K. Well, if you're interested in doing a 5K, take a few things that are important. Obviously, the basics like vitamin C and mag and vitamin D, and maybe take some glucosamine to protect the tendons and ligaments if you haven't used them a lot. But I right away think of, why wouldn't you want to do something like Kyolic, because you're going to get that VO2 max bump. And you're going to get more efficiency from your circulation. And that means that your DOMS are going to go down because you're not as sore. And DOMS being delayed onset muscle soreness. Mm-hmm. So if you get the lactic acid out, you don't get that 48 to 72 hour, delay in aches that come from exercise.
So I have a question for you, and I think it's pertinent to a lot of our zealous intelligent medicine listeners, especially some of the older active adults who listen to this podcast. And this comes from your experience because you are a consultant for the Lifetime Gyms, which are just a fabulous chain of, I think, really the preeminent gym chain across the country. They're just fabulous, fabulous meccas of physical fitness across the country. And you have been selected as a, what's your actual role there? You're the what?
They're chief science officer.
Oh, fantastic. But also you coach individuals and you coach athletic teams. So the question I have for you,
correct.
With the vast repository of experience you have in this realm, how do you distinguish between, the ordinary soreness, feel the burn, a la Jane Fonda, takes us back a while, versus what's called OTS, overtraining syndrome, which I think is, increasingly
right.
recognized phenomenon. And, when to hold and when to fold with, pushing to your limits.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question. When you get sore, your body recovers in 24 to 48 hours, especially 48 hours if you're trying something new, just because you're moving your tendons and ligaments maybe in a different dimension than what you normally would do. But when you get into overtraining syndrome, things really start to shift. And so you could notice a change in body composition. So even though you're training hard, you're not gaining any lean mass. In fact, you might even be gaining fat mass.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an odd one, but it's there. The other is...
Why is that? Is that due to an increase in inflammation or due to stress hormones or
yes.
cortisol or something along those lines? Is that what's happening?
That's exactly it. You have more inflammatory cytokines, more cortisol, and then, of course, as your cortisol goes up, you start to throw off your insulin action, and now you can start to affect that whole glucagon situation where you're storing fat and not able to access lean mass or access that fat to burn for fuel. Instead, you start to go after lean mass.
Okay.
So that's exactly it. Mood changes.
Okay.
So if you notice, hey, I've been training hard and you're getting depressed, big mm-hmm. deal.
Mm-hmm. It's instead of that endorphin rush that you get from like an exhilaration or the feel-good post-exercise euphoria that you get, instead you feel just sort of down and unmotivated kind of thing?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. How many times have you heard it from someone say, you know, I just don't feel like working out.
Yep.
And it's somebody that trained most of their life, right? You know, they're avid in their, you know, goals with fitness. And when they start to say things like, nah, I just don't feel like training, I'm not in the mood to train, that's when you know they probably have been overtrained. And sleep disturbances are mm-hmm. a big one, as well as changes in libido. So, you know, overtraining really starts to create big problems for individuals. And that's why I'm big on measuring.
Does it not kill your testosterone when you get into that range?
It absolutely does, because what happens is the stress hormones, particularly cortisol, ends up decreasing the release of something called gonadotropin releasing hormone, or it's basically the hormone that tells your gonads, man or woman, to make sex hormones. And so, you know, when you're training hard and that cortisol level was high, you start to shift both growth hormone release as well as sex hormone release. And then if you think about it, you take it through the full expression. If I get insulin resistant enough, right? I'm getting insulin resistant enough. Now I'm decreasing circulation. And of course, erectile function in men is all due to circulation. And, you know, man's starting to train, he's in his 40s or 50s and he's overtrained. It's like, wait a second, I was doing this to become a specimen. I was doing this because right. I wanted more self-esteem,
yeah.
right? And then all of a sudden, I don't feel like, you know, I'm attractive, I'm really not in the mood, right? That's kind of, you get the whatever syndrome, lack of motivation, and it's a significant thing. I mean, I love measuring, you know, heart rate variability, readiness for exercise, making sure that I'm, you know, am I at my peak potential? I'm a big fan of the Morpheus strap because it does a great job mm-hmm. of measuring these components. And then gives you an idea of what you should be doing the next day. How hard should you train the next day?
On a simpler level, does pulse rate give you a clue as to OTS or overtraining syndrome by virtue of your
absolutely.
Morning awakening pulse? But also, from what I understand, if you can't elevate your pulse with exercise, it might be a sign that you are a little bit fried.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So typically you look at, if you know your morning heart rate and all of a sudden you've trained hard for a couple weeks and now your morning resting heart rate has gone up by 10%, mm-hmm. you need to take a day off. Mm-hmm. And then you got to remeasure it again and see if it came back down to baseline. If it didn't, you may have to train at 50%. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, for sure. The other one is your 2-minute heart rate recovery.
Oh, okay.
So you exercise, you stop, and your heart should go down 12 beats per minute
okay.
the first 2 minutes.
Okay.
That would be the minimum. So looking at resting heart rate, looking at 2-minute heart rate recovery, and if you can measure heart rate variability, you got to be careful with heart rate variability.
Yeah.
Because I haven't found watches that are that effective. And then the Whoop straps and the rings get better, but I'm a good personal example. I did my Apple Watch, 31 HRV.
Yeah.
I went to a Ultra Human ring, and then I get up into the 40s, but then I use a chest strap, and I'm in the 70s.
Yeah, there's a lot of controversy about how to measure. We actually did an entire podcast about HRV. And, you know, I think this is an emerging science, and I think it's for aficionados. It is maybe a little bit overhyped as a way to determine, like, am I good today for workout? You know, how was my sleep? How was my physiological state? But I think it's a promising technology once they work out the kinks.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, there's so much about that whole aspect they're just not even sure about right now. So, but the thing we know for sure, if your resting heart rate goes up and you're training really hard and it goes up 5%, it's a 50% reduction in your workload for your workout that day. If it goes up 10%, you're supposed to have a rest day.
Okay. Good point. All right. Well, when it comes to back to the study, I see the study, 12-week dose response trial. It's all good. It really worked. But does that mean that it translates in practical terms to people having to take 15 chiolic capsules per day, you know, not something that can practically be undertaken by normal humans?
So they did two different doses. They did 1200 and 2400. The 1200 is going to release when the paper release, or the 2400 is going to release when the paper release. The 1.2 gram per day dose, so 600 milligrams. I know mm-hmm. we're fans of the Reserve. That's what I take.
I take one capsule twice daily.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you do two a day, and they showed, an improvement in VO2 max, had more power, higher lactate threshold, all, superior to the placebo group, and for arterial flexibility, they showed a significant improvement in the arterial flexibility as well. And then they looked at kind of the cardiovascular damaging peptides, when you think of, galectin 3 being one of the biggies, right? They measured the damaging peptides that get released, and those were reduced. The proteomic compounds, those were reduced as well in the garlic group. This is a very significant study that showed results across multiple different indices related to people that are, trying to train and get in shape.
Indeed. All right. So before we go to a break, as we divide our podcast into two parts, I want to give people a heads up. It's kyolic.com, KYOLIC. There's a number you can call, 800-421-2998. And also, for our intelligent medicine listeners, Kyolic has a special offer. There's free samples and coupons available to you as listeners to Intelligent Medicine. Just go to kyolic.com/radio and click on yours truly, on Dr. Ronald Hoffman. No purchase is necessary. That's kyolic.com/radio for coupons and free samples from Kyolic. In part two, I want to talk a little bit about some of the other attributes of aged garlic extract, and some of the things we can do to prepare for season change, because I don't know about you, because I guess you're down in Texas and it hasn't gotten cold here yet, but pretty chilly here in New York.
Not yet.
Dipping down into the 30s at night, so we're getting our first taste of season change belatedly. And so when it comes to season change, we want to talk a little bit about how to prep the body for a different temperature range, and also some of the challenges we'll experience during the holidays. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, today with Jim LaValle, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.